Welcome back to another episode of Queso Cafecito, the podcast where we talk all things culture over some nice cafecito. I'm Yvette Cruz.
And I'm Joel Cardenas.
And in honor of Hispanic Heritage Month, we are dedicating the next few episodes to Latino-focused topics. Now, for those of you who don't know, Hispanic Heritage Month, which goes from September 15th to October 15th, it was created to celebrate the cultures and contributions of Latinos and people of Hispanic descent. So for us, Hispanic Heritage Month is every month, but it is nice to have this reminder and to have a whole month dedicated to us and to our people, where it's not only us who are celebrating us, but others are celebrating us too. So anyway, let's get to it. Today, we're talking Latinos, or the lack thereof, on the big screen. There was a report that was released by the USC Annenberg Inclusion Initiative, and it basically concluded that there's an erasure of Latinos on the big screen and behind the camera. They looked at 1,200 popular films released between 2007 and 2018, and they found that Latinos got only 4.5% of more than 47,000 speaking or named roles, and only 3% of those were leads or co-leads. And it's just as bad behind the camera. They found low numbers when it came to Latino directors, Latino producers, and Latino casting directors. Now, we can talk more about the report in a bit, but Joel, you're Latino.
Yes.
You watch movies.
Yes.
You go to the movies.
Yes.
Off the top of your head, I'm curious, can you name the last film where you saw a Latino lead or a Latino role?
Hmm.
Or just like off the top of your head, look recently, I mean, what would it be?
Here's the thing. It's an animated one. The only one I can think about right now that like recently has been probably Coco.
Oh, yeah.
But like then again, I can't tell you the whole cast really. Like I'm trying to think off the top of my head. Like I don't even know the kid's name. Like the main kid's name. I know Marc Antonio Solís was in the Spanish version, and I know a couple of other actors and actresses. But I can't tell you off the top of my head like who they were. I think Jaime Camin was one of the characters, like one of them, but. Then again, it was animated. It was a great success. I get it. But as far as, let's say, a non-animated movie, I mean, as far as, are you talking just actor or actress or both?
Both.
Both. I mean, I guess.
Just like who you can remember, like off the top of your head.
Off the top of my head that I went to go see.
Recently-ish.
No, I haven't seen the new Jennifer Lopez movie, so I can't say that. I can't remember. Like, and I'm not doing it for show purposes. Like, I really can't remember. I thought about Coco, but I'm like, when was the last movie I saw that Selma Hayek led? Maybe Frida, but that was many, many years ago.
Many years ago, yeah.
I mean, Jennifer Lopez, I like Jennifer Lopez. I'm not the biggest Jennifer Lopez fan in the sense of her, like, movies and stuff like that. She's okay. But, yeah, I can't remember going to see, like her. Is Vin Diesel, does that count, I guess, maybe?
Is he Latino?
I don't know. Is he part? I don't know what he is. But I thought he was, like, part Puerto Rican or something. But, like, I don't know. Like, I didn't see the last Fast and Furious movie, all 17 of them. But, no, I can't remember. I feel like I remember more when they're secondary characters. So I feel
that counts,
like,
too. Like, if you
okay.
see, like, if you
like
can name...
Javier Bardem was in the, not the last Bond movie. I think he was the one before that. But I think that was been about 3 or 4 years ago. Penelope Cruz, his wife, I don't remember her in a lead, like, recently. Like, and I think that's the issue. I think that's one of the bigger issues is that there's so many of us. We're such a huge population. And I get it. We're getting these secondary roles, these third roles in Hollywood. But it seems like if they're not Jennifer Lopez or... Jennifer Lopez. Like, I'm trying to figure out who else is there. I know recently there was Dora the Explorer had Latinos in it. It had, I forgot the actor's name.
Eugenio Derbez, I think.
I know Derbez was in it as well. I forgot the other, Eva Longoria was in it as well. And then the actress, the young actress who, I think she's a Peruvian descent. I can't remember her name, but she was in the second Sicario movie. Actually, you know what? Now I think about it. Maybe it was Sicario 2.
Okay.
That one with Benicio del Toro, who's Puerto Rican.
Yeah.
That one is probably the one that the last movie. I mean, it was him and the other actor who were the leads, but that might be it. And that's kind of sad now to think about it. It's like, I could tell it's on my head. Oh, yeah, I saw that Tom Hanks movie. Or I saw that, you know, with this person and with that person. Or even with African-Americans, with like Denzel, right? Or so-and-so here.
Yeah.
But with us... With nuestra gente, no, like not really. It's more of a secondary ones. What about you?
Well, I did recently see Hustlers, and Jennifer Lopez is one of the leads in that. So that, but like that came out this year, and I think the study was from, I think it stopped in 2018. So there was that, but Jennifer Lopez is one of the leads in, like, when you think of Latinos in acting, she is one of the ones that comes up a lot. And I think this, it was this year too. She was also the lead in a movie called Second Act, which is okay. It was like a,
I honestly never heard of it.
Really? Yeah. I mean, yeah.
It was like an indie film or something?
No, I mean, it was a big film.
Oh, really? Oh, well,
yeah. Her maybe and not that big. Leah Remini was in, they were both in it. Like, Vanessa Hudgens was in it. Like, I saw it at the theater. Yeah.
Oh, well.
I saw it, yes, because I like J-Lo as an actress. And so I knew she was in it. And I was like, oh, this one sounds good. It was okay. But I think that was recently this year. I also recently did see, now I will admit I didn't see this on the big screen. I saw this on Stars, I believe, Miss Bala with Gina Rodriguez.
Okay,
so that was, and that film actually, I'll double check in a sec, but that film, that one was released in theaters. I don't think it did as well as like other, I'm sure it was. If you haven't like heard of it or just kind of like you're not talking about it in conversation, like, oh, have you seen that yet? Then it probably did not do that well. It was an okay movie, but I will say that the movie is all Latino cast, like all the roles pretty much are all Latinos. And I follow Gina Rodriguez on Instagram. So I remember when she was promoting the film, she said that it's all Latino cast and the crew was all Latino. And the film was filmed in Tijuana. But that's very rare. Like, I guess my point is that it's very rare for a movie to be all Latino cast in the U.S. and all Latino production crew. That does not happen. And I'm not saying every film should be like that. You know, we do want inclusivity as well. But the fact that you can't name that many films, like, I mean, I can't either. Obviously, I have the Jennifer Lopez films recently in my head. And I saw Miss Bala on a streaming service. Mm-hmm. But before that, yeah, I don't think I can name any recent ones-ish either. Just because, they don't come up as often.
No, they don't. And it seems like, I don't know if it's, and I hate to say it, but when they do come up, it feels like, you know, we go back to the stereotypes of, you know, this is some drug cartel in Mexico.
Right.
And we're playing this. And so, oh, we got to get, you know, Salma Hayek even played a drug cartel queen what was that movie called? I can't remember what it was.
Was it the one where Blake Lively was in too?
It was like John Travolta was like John Travolta and Benicio del Toro. Oh, I forgot what it's called. I'm going to just butcher it. Please. She played a drug cartel queen. So, yeah, I forgot what it was called, but I saw it a long
Savages.
Time. Savages.
Oh, yeah. I did. Yeah, that's the one. I'm pretty sure Blake Lively's in that. I did see that.
Yeah.
I didn't know John Travolta. I totally missed that. Yeah. It's been years. That was released in 2012, it looks like. And, yeah, she did.
And there was a lot of Latinos around, like Benicio del Toro, other actors and actresses there, Latinos were in it. But it did fall into the whole, it's a cartel thing, or it's this, or it's that. And while I did find that movie entertaining, for example, but at the same time, yeah, I know it's, here we go, here's another cartel type of thing. Or we see it even, I know we're talking about movies, but if we see it with TV, we see it with Narcos and we see it with things like that where, yeah, they're predominantly Latino. Like Narcos Mexico was obviously going to be a lot of either Mexicano or Latino, other Latino actors and actresses. But yeah, it's, once again, it's cartel.
Yeah, and the study did mention that as well. It mentioned that like there was a high percentage of Latinos who, when they are recognized or when they are like characterized in a film, they're either criminals or they are poor or low income.
Yeah.
So it's not that much of a variety, and so it is kind of a surprise to see Latinos how we see them, and we see them in so many different roles. They're like vast personalities and professions and lifestyles.
What do you think that is? Because like it feels like we can't be in the middle. It has to be the extreme of. You know, the drug cartel kingpin or king queen, or, you know, like the bottom of the barrel kind of, you know.
I think it's part ignorance because I think Hollywood, I don't know if those people in Hollywood think that, like, it's ignorance in the sense that it can be them. They don't know that there are other types of Latinos that exist, or they don't think audiences will want to see that. So I think both of that equals ignorance because you and I, like, we grew up Latino. We are surrounded by Latinos in our circles and in our families, and we see so many different types of Latinos. And I don't see any of those Latinos portrayed, well, I guess not often, portrayed in films the way that I see them. Like, you know, like, it's, and I think it's just, it's a stereotype and it's ignorant because then when other audiences see Latinos on screen, that's how they're going to relate Latinos. So that's why they may think like, oh, is your uncle a drug lord? Like, you know, because you have to have a drug lord in your family, like you're Latino. So,
right.
You know, and that's so ignorant to think, but that is how Hollywood is. They're perpetuating the stereotype. One of the things that I mentioned as well, I want to see if you could guess this. So there are like protagonist roles, like leads. Can you guess the most frequently hired Latino actors for protagonist roles? Can you name a couple of them? And this is according to this study in those years.
So probably for actresses, Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah, she's one.
Probably Benicio del Toro has got to be one of them.
He's not one of them.
Really?
Well, I mean, he's not. Like, there's four that they mention as like the ones that they were the most frequently hired Latino actors for a protagonist role. So there's four. You named one, Jennifer Lopez.
Okay, Jennifer Lopez, Salma Hayek?
No.
Penelope Cruz?
No.
Bardem?
No.
Really? These are like all the, maybe I'm thinking just like the A kind of Oscar nominated, even though J-Lo hasn't been nominated Oscar. We'll get to that. okay, so maybe I'm going to think like, they're still stars, but maybe they're not that level stars. So, Eva Longoria?
Nope.
Really?
I'll just tell you.
Wait, let me get one more.
Okay, let me get one more.
Okay, actresses, let me think of an actor. Actor, Latino. I mean, Oscar Isaac?
Nope, but I do love him. I love him.
I like Oscar Isaac. However, this is just me, and I know we can go third rail here. I don't like the fact that he goes by the name Oscar Isaac.
And because I think it's Hernandez? Like, his last name or something like that? Yeah.
Like, because, well, you know, part of it is not his fault in the sense of like, well, yeah, he chose obviously to go by that stage name.
Yeah.
But I'm sure he probably did it also because it's easier to, when you're, you know, auditioning for, especially when he started, obviously, when he auditioned for roles instead of being just Oscar Hernandez, you know, he was Oscar Isaac.
Yeah.
You know, and that
Oscar
maybe sounds
Isaac.
A little
I
bit.
I think of him as Oscar Isaac. But I'd love to hear him talk about it one day. But yeah, the fact that, I mean, yeah, it's like, if that's what he had to do, that kind of sucks that he went that route. Yeah. But it also sucks that he saw a need to go that route. Right. But I do love him anyway. Sorry. Okay. So these four most frequently hired Latino actors for a protagonist role. I'm wording it the way that it's like kind of worded in the study.
Okay.
Between, you know, the study, and I think I mentioned before it was from 2007 to 2008, and it was like some of the most popular films. I don't know what the films are, but the most popular films during that time frame. So it's Jennifer Lopez.
Okay.
Eugenio Derbez.
Okay.
Cameron Diaz.
I'm gonna mumble on that one.
And Jessica Alba.
Those last two, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I
like.
Let's talk about that.
Okay.
Let's unpack that.
I don't know. For me, like, I get it. I think what's Cameron Diaz? Is she half Cuban?
I think.
Like, I guess I get it. And I guess, you know, who am I to judge on how Latino or Latina you are? You know, I shouldn't be, but human nature kind of tells me, and from what I see, she's, you know, I guess, yeah, but this is really tough to explain because, like, for me, like, if I say, like, oh, I don't think she's Latina enough,
mm-hmm.
who am I to say, like, who and who is Latina enough? But at the same time,
like, what is Latina enough? Yeah,
right.
I get it.
You know, but at the same time, I mean, there are other people I feel like that are embrace our culture maybe a little, or maybe we just see it more, and maybe it's just not, maybe they do it at, you know, in private, but we don't see it, and so we interpret it as, you know, they're not Latino or Latina enough. You can say that about Oscar Isaac, even who we just talked about, and all of these other people who have changed their name and have cut off their name, you know, just so they could fit in. As far as Jessica Alba, I forgot what her background is as well, but I don't think she's done major movies in a while. I mean, I think she like ended up getting like married and like had kids, and I haven't seen her in a major movie in a long time.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't know if I'm missing some recent ones, but like I can think of like there was that one scary horror movie that she did about the high. I don't remember what it was called, and there was the one like the film that she did with Paul Walker, I believe.
Oh yeah.
Actually, she was in a film with, I saw this film because it was on Netflix. She was in a film with Salma Hayek. She played Salma Hayek's sister, and then Pierce, what's the guy's name? I'm going to look up this movie. Hold on.
Like, I guess, like, she, yeah. Does she look Latina? Yeah, she looks Latina.
Some Kind of Beautiful. Sorry, that's what the movie was called.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's my issue with them as, like, on this list. Yes, I think you're right about the whole, like, who are we to say who's Latino enough? Like, I don't, when I think of Latino actresses or Latino actors and actresses, I will admit that Cameron Diaz and Jessica Alba aren't the first to come to mind. Because I know who they are. Like, if I were to see a list of their names, like, yeah, they have names that stand out as Latino names, and so, but I know who they are. So, like, when I think of them, I'm picturing them. And again, I'm not anyone to like, because I feel like we as Latinos, there's this thing where we sometimes are like, oh, you're not Latino enough. But then it's like, how are we ever gonna win if we're not like helping our own, you know, and like letting people just be as Latino as they are, and then just like letting that be a thing, and not like trying to perpetuate more stereotypes or more like definitions of Latino when everyone has their own definition. So that's another chapter. I'll do that. I'll go more on that another day. Mm-hmm. So yes, I don't want to like go with that and like who, you know, because like when you, yeah, Cameron Diaz, for the record, I think I just looked up, her dad is second generation Cuban American. So I think that would make her third generation.
Yeah.
Which is, yeah, there's no one way to be Latino. You know, you've seen her. She's blonde, blue eyes, which Latinos can be blonde and blue-eyed. But the thing is, when she appears in a film, and correct me if I'm wrong, I just off the top of my head, she doesn't portray a Latino character.
Right.
So they cast, she's on this list of Latino actors, but she never plays a Latino character. Like, she never has at least off the top of my head in the films that I've seen her in, she doesn't play, you know, Lucy Hernandez.
Yeah.
Like, she doesn't, or even, like, it doesn't have to be, like, you know, she doesn't play Cameron Diaz. Like, she doesn't, like, so that's just it. So that's my, and that's another thing about the study. It talked about how, like, sometimes, you know, when there are certain, when certain Latinos were featured in a movie, there was no, like, background into their background or their ethnicity. Like, it was just very, you know, like, it's just very surfacey.
Yeah.
Now, I know that obviously with films, like, I'm not a filmmaker and I'm not a writer or director or whatever. So who's to say how deep you can go into a character's background? Like, if the movie is about them and all that stuff, then yes, you have the liberty to do that. But if they're, like, a secondary role or just whatever, the story's on something else, like, you know, who am I to control Hollywood and how they write their films? But yeah, the fact that she's never brought up as, like, her story isn't a Latino story. And I don't know if that's because, like, Hollywood is like, well, she doesn't look Latina, so we can't make her a Latina character. Or when you, like, I don't know too much about the world of, like, casting. I know that I've seen certain casting postings before, and they'll ask for a certain look or a certain, or they'll tell you what the character is like. And so, you know, that's another chapter. But I don't, like, I'm guessing when they are like, you know, we're calling for a Latina so she can play this role, I'm guessing Cameron Diaz isn't like, oh, well, that's me. Like, that's definitely, like, you know, like, she probably just goes for just a quote unquote regular role where it's not like where the ethnicity.
White role?
Yeah.
It could be said.
Yeah.
You could say it, you know?
Yeah. So the fact, so it's like, yeah. So I don't know. that's my thing with, like, these protagonist roles. Like, when you think of, and you named, I guess, you named some, but, like, when you think of Latino actors that you've seen, mm-hmm. maybe not recently, but, like, you know, just, like, in your lifetime, like, who else are you thinking of? Like, you named,
like,
several.
I think one of the, you could call him the godfather, you could call him, like, a patriarch of one of them is Edward James Olmos,
yes.
I think. You know, he's been in everything, and he's been somebody that actually, he's been able to get several roles that are not necessarily a stereotypical or a, you know, typical Latino one.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, he was in, wasn't he in, like, he was, like, at a Star Trek spinoff for a year? Or no, he was in Battlestar Galactica or something like that. He wasn't, like, in a sci-fi one, which a lot of Latinos, we don't see a lot of Latinos in the, yeah. in the realm of sci-fi.
Yeah.
But, and I'm sure people will correct me, but, like, I think he was Battlestar Galactica or something in the late 90s or the early 2000s for, like, 5 seasons or something like that. But he's played everything from, you know, he's played a gangster, he's played... Yeah, he's done it all.
He's
played,
like,
a teacher.
OG.
He played, obviously, what is it? What's the name of that movie? The one
Stand
that,
and Deliver?
Yeah, Stand and Deliver. Like, he's been everything. And you know, just even thinking back as, like, years past, I'm trying to think of some of the other, I feel like it's sad to say, but it's so few of them. Like, just the handful of the people that have been out there. Like, I feel like in the 90s into the 2000s, that's when we got more of a little golden era.
Yeah.
With people like Hayek and Lopez, Penelope Cruz, I mean, Bardem, obviously, when he won for No Country for Old Men, which, if you haven't seen, go see it. It's tremendous. Just my opinion. You know, he, another person from Spain, who just came through and delivered. And if you have heard him talk, you hear, you know, he has the accent and everything, and he's not trying to cover it up. He is who he is. But in No Country for Old Men, he played no accent. He didn't have an accent, and he just, you know, he was tremendous in that role. But recently, you've had people like Derbez, and you had Gina Rodriguez, and you have Jaime mm-hmm. Camil, and you have all some of these other people kind of cross over. I know that's as far as movies. George Lopez hasn't done too many movies, so I can't necessarily include him in that. He's more, I categorize him in the TV realm.
Yeah.
You know, like him and Amy Garcia and some of these other ones. Gina Rodriguez as well. I know she's crossing more into movies now. But it's a few. It's just a few.
Yeah.
You know, I know we could add in, like, some of the other actors and actresses from, like, Mexico and, like, South America that have maybe had smaller roles in these different American films. But they're not household names, or they're not people that we just kind of regularly know of. And it's kind of sad because it's always there's few of us. And then when there the few of us are here, we're going to get handpicked to either be one or be the other.
Yeah.
And they just can't be like the other, or if they get that role, let's say if they get like a teacher role, mm-hmm. sometimes it's got to be, oh, well, they're like the suave teacher if it's a guy, or they're the sexy teacher if they're they're always that stereotype kind of there. And I know Mata Nuestra Gente are getting into behind the scenes.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's where hopefully a bigger revolution, you know, is eventually coming, is the fact that now Nuestra Gente is getting behind the scenes, is getting behind the camera, and we're going to keep hiring more, you know, more Latinas. And I agree with you what you said earlier about we want to be inclusive as well. We don't want it to just be like, well, no, we don't want to hire any white people. We don't want to hire any black people because of whatever. We just want this to be all Latino. Like, no, we want people to be included as well. But at the same time, yeah, we're not going to lie. We're going to pick people that are Nuestra Gente as well because we need more opportunities.
Yeah. And then what you said about like the, you know, Nuestra Gente getting behind the scenes, behind the camera. The study actually mentioned that when there were Latino directors, producers or casting directors involved, then the number of Latinos on screen did go up because there's a little more representation there, and they're working to get the representation on the screen as well. But like I said in the beginning, the numbers there are low too. So it's like, how are, you know, it's great. Yeah, when there's Latinos behind the camera, we're going to work to get more better representation and more Latinos on the camera. But if that number's low, it's like, then how is that even gonna, like, it's like a cycle, you know?
Right.
Some of the actors I can think of, like a lot of the ones that you mentioned, I think of like Diego Luna, who I haven't seen, but he was in Star Wars. He was one of the Star Wars movies.
Yeah, he was in the, he's in the only Star Wars movie that I've seen.
Oh, okay.
Which is
you've seen it and I haven't. Yeah. So you're a step ahead.
But you know what was great about that? I will say, he mentioned in an interview that when he auditioned for it, the director told him, don't change your accent.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want you to try to change your accent.
Yeah.
Just talk English, but with your accent.
Yeah.
And they kept it, and it was, you know.
Yeah, and actually, you know what? That resonated with a lot of people. Like, I haven't seen the film, but I did see stuff on social media about people talking about how they, this is a huge movie, a part of a huge franchise, and there's a Latino who is in the film, and he's just himself. Like, because he does have an accent, but sometimes, also, Latinos are portrayed in movies and they have to have an accent. And you know them, you've seen them do interviews and you know they don't have an accent.
Right.
And so it's kind of also like, okay, well, you know, Latinos also speak, like there's Latinos who speak English just fine. And there's Latinos who don't. And that's fine. There's tons of different types of Latinos. But it was nice that they didn't give him the accent. Like that was his and he was just himself.
Right.
I also think of like John Leguizamo.
Yeah.
He's been in a few films and I like him as an actor. Oh, Zoe Saldana.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah, Michelle Rodriguez, Fast and the Furious.
Oh, yeah, Fast and Furious.
By the way, I did like try to look up Vin Diesel. He says he does identify as a person of color. His mother is like English, German, Scottish, and he's never met his father. So he doesn't. He knows. Yeah, so, I mean, he could be, but we don't know for sure, but he could be. But anyway, but Michelle Rodriguez is in
Letty.
She's in the Fast and the Furious film, so there's, like, you know, some representation there. Lisa Vidal, Wilmer Valderrama. Well, as far as like Latino films, like, and I guess like you said, Coco, I had forgotten, like, I loved Coco when it came back, and I actually had forgotten about that because I was like focusing on like the recent, like, this like Miss Bala film that I saw. Mm-hmm. The older films that you mentioned from like that era, there was like Stand and Deliver, there was
American Me,
Blood and Blood Out,
Mi Familia,
really good.
Jimmy Smits, can't forget about Jimmy Smits. Now I think about it, yeah. Jimmy Smith, that's another actor. I think he's in a new NBC drama as well. He's been mostly TV for how his career, but he's done movies as well, including Mi Familia.
Yeah. And then there's like
Selena.
How can you forget about that
event?
Yeah, I might have gotten there eventually. And then there's like, so those, that was like that era. And then after that, you know, they kind of just like trickle in and it's just kind of like a every now and then thing. So I remember McFarland USA came out a few years ago.
Right.
And that one does have it. Like, I mean, I think Kevin Costner's in it. He's like the main, like it's him. He's like, it's like kind of his story, but there were a lot of Latinos in the film. It was a great film too. I think it's based on a true story.
Mm-hmm.
There was like random films that I don't know how big they got, but like I'll see them on streaming services. And I don't know if it's like something that I somehow feel a little responsible too, because I'm like, am I not paying attention enough, or are these just like films that like I miss every night? And for the record, like I miss like normal films, like normal big films sometimes too. But recently I saw, well, like a couple years ago, I saw this on a streaming network, and it was a film called Nothing Like the Holidays. And it was a film that, it's a holiday film. I don't know how big it got, but there are, like, John Leguizamo was in it. What's that guy's name? Something Hernandez. I see his face and it's like, it's going to bug me. There were like several actors that you would have recognized. It was about a family that's going, they're a Puerto Rican family, I believe. They are just all returning to their home in Chicago for the holidays. Mm. And Deborah Messing is actually in it. She's not Latina, but plays the non-Latina wife to it's like a big family, their siblings, and it's like, you know, drama. It's like, and I loved it. It was like, you know, kind of cheesy at certain points, but like, I mean, and I watched it because I was like, oh, it's like a film. It's Chicago. I love Chicago films. And then like, Latinos, and so I got really excited. What's that guy's name? Jay Hernandez, yes.
Oh, okay.
He's in it too. He's another actor that I guess comes up, you know, in certain movies. Yeah, so I like, one thing I did want to ask. So this is something that I'm kind of torn with when it comes to Latinos in film. Like, and this is, I guess, like, this is me, like, trying to, like, not be biased about things, but also trying to figure out where I stand. And I'm just curious, when we talk about wanting more Latinos in films, when we talk about them not wanting to like be stereotyped, I mean, there are Latinos that we know that, like, let's say, don't speak Spanish at all. And maybe they're Latino because that by descent, they're Latino and they have maybe like a Latino name, but they don't speak Spanish and they don't identify with their culture at all, just because that's just the reality of how they grew up or how they've chosen to live. Do we want to see those Latinos on film too? Like, is that going to help us like be more represented because they're Latinos we're not a monolith. Like, we are all so different. So any kind of character could be a Latino, like that. That's what I'm kind of curious about. Like, do we want to see more Latinos who are representing la cultura and are just like, you know, going all out, or do we want to see do we not care? Do we just want to see more Latinos, period? Name Latino, whatever.
For me, I want to see them represent la cultura.
Okay.
That's just me. That's me. Like, it's fine. Like, if it's like a Cameron Diaz type and maybe a little bit more getting those Latino roles, okay, like, that's great and everything. But this is also to help nuestra cultura. At the end of the day, that's how at least I see it. Like, the bottom line, at least for me, the bottom line is to help continue to further up la cultura.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the only way that it's going to help, is to have somebody who does embrace la cultura a little bit more. And maybe, like you said, it's not necessarily their fault. They just grew up like that. Okay, that's fine. They could go work. Like, nobody's knocking the hustle. Like, go do that. But they're not necessarily helping, you know, the movement, quote unquote, if you will. They're not helping it. And it's not because they don't want to. They just don't know how to.
Mm.
So, but we need people that can know, that want to and how to. We need both. And I think for me, at least, that's what I want to see a little bit more. Like, I'm happy to see people like, obviously, I wasn't happy to see like Selma Hayek and Jennifer Lopez and people even nowadays who have been more into Hollywood recently, like Derbez and some of these other ones that are pushing Jaime Camil as well, pushing both. Gael Garcia,
Bernal
as well. Like, I'm happy to see those who are pushing both. The other actors and actresses who maybe just hadn't grown up with it, okay, like, that's cool and everything, and they can go do whatever. But at the same time, I lean more towards those other ones who are pushing for both, because I think at the end of the day, that's what I think a lot of Latinos want. I could be wrong, but that's just my assumption. What about you?
So the more I think about it, like, I get torn a lot, but the more I think about it, I think it would be better, like, if it's like there's a balance, because there are, I think that people aren't gonna, like, the only way audiences are gonna learn about how, like, just how different all Latinos can be and how we're definitely not a monolith is if you're going to portray someone who, like you said, is Latino or, you know, is Latino but doesn't, like, identify with la cultura. But I think if you're going to do that, for whatever reason, you should also identify someone or also include someone who is. So that way people can learn, like, oh, look, there's Latinos who don't speak Spanish. Oh, look, there's Latinos who are really into their culture. Like, oh, look, there's Latinos who spoke French before they spoke Spanish and then English, you know, whatever, just like showing the vast differences of all Latinos. And so I think it would be a balance. Anything, I mean, I don't know if that's a journalist in me, because when we talk about, like, oh, if you're going to include one side, you have to include the other side. So that's probably a little bit where that's coming from. But I think that that's also teaching people how different Latinos can be. One of the things that was highlighted in the study was that the U.S. population is basically outpacing Hollywood, because if you look at with the study, if you look at 50 states, like 50 U.S. states and two territories, 77% of them have higher percentages of Latinos than Hollywood films, because the Hollywood films is, like I mentioned earlier, it was really, really low. It was like at 4.5%. 77% of the 50 states and the two territories have more Latinos than there are in those films. So if you're thinking about Latinos who live in those communities, Or even just like people who aren't Latino but live in those communities and in their everyday life, they're seeing Latinos or interacting with Latinos or just like, and not constantly, but you know, it comes up because mm-hmm. that's what the population is like in their home. Right. That's their reality. And they're not seeing that on film. Like, then you think of all the people who don't have that reality and don't see that on film. Like, they probably don't think that there's that many Latinos, or they probably think Latinos are only in like California per se, or like Texas
or
New York. Yeah. And no, that's not the reality. I mean, I grew up. You kind of grew up here in Utah too, where people outside of Utah are like, there's Latinos in Utah?
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. And there are Latinos in Utah. A good amount of them. Yeah, you can't compare them to the Latinos
and not
in
just
California.
Mexicanos or
right, yeah, exactly. Yeah. But people don't know that. Mm-hmm. And also, I guess that's like that's also another thing about, like, you know, people not knowing a lot about Utah and whatever.
Right.
But I think people are experiencing film and they're experiencing TV, and that's where they're kind of like learning about the outside world. Like, people who don't actually go and live in the outside world or explore it or try and connect with other people, they're seeing that stuff through the big screen or through the small screen. Right. And if they're not seeing that, then that's really dangerous.
Yeah. That's why, like, there's been times where, at least just in my own mind, I've been kind of critical of some of these actors and actresses, these Latino actors and actresses, because I sometimes cringe at some of the roles that they accept. Now, look, I'm not trying to knock anybody's hustle. You go get your money, like, okay,
yeah.
Like, if you're doing legally, obviously,
yeah.
Like, go, do what you need to do.
Yeah.
But part of me, and then I guess it's easier said than, or it's like, you know, if I was in their shoes, it'd be different. But, like, how many times can we play the stereotypical, whether it's the suave guy or the sexy girl or, you know, low income, whatever this here, like, I get it. Like, I get maybe they're trying to do it for the bigger project. Maybe it's, like, a very inspiring story. But
maybe it's just about money.
Maybe it's just about money, or maybe it's just about, like, I don't know. The question should be, like, when is it enough for these inspiring stories, or when is it enough to play these, like, these same characters over and over? Can't we just, everybody just play a teacher, or somebody play, like, something kind of, I think, I just want to see more just a normality of things. I don't want it to be always the extreme of incredibly poor character or stereotypical drug lord, et cetera. Like, just give me something. How about this? I'll put it like this. I want to see more Latinos and Latina actors, actresses get roles that we would see somebody like Tom Hanks get,
mm-hmm.
or somebody like, you know, whoever, Denzel gets, you know. Yeah, obviously I know they're top, or even a Meryl Streep, you know, the GOAT, in my opinion, actress. Obviously, Jennifer Lopez is not in the same as far as have had the same performances mm-hmm. as Meryl Streep. Like, we get that. But maybe she should be, at least maybe, can she be offered a role that's kind of like, at least give her that range?
I don't know how it works.
Right. I don't know how it works.
I mean,
either,
I know
but
it
just
a little
feels,
bit, but I don't know. Yeah.
I guess for me, it's just frustrating.
Yeah. But let me ask you something. Okay. As a viewer, like someone who goes and watches movies and, you know, wants to see more Latinos on the big screen, would you rather see Latinos in those roles that you don't want to see them in, or not see them at all? Like, what if they erase them and they replace them with white people?
No, I want to see him in any role. I want to see him in, give me, I'd rather take any role,
yeah.
even the stereotypical one, than nothing.
Yeah, and then, but that sucks that it has to be like that. Like, it's, yeah,
right.
I agree 100%.
Right.
But it sucks that it has to be like that.
Right.
Yeah, I remember, and I just kind of want to bring this up, like, I remember I grew up watching the Disney Channel, you know, and the Disney Channel released movies every month, and I was a big fan of all their movies, and I remember there was this time where I don't know if you ever heard of it, it was a film called Gotta Kick It Up. It was, I don't know, I think it was like, I was like maybe 11 or 12, so I was probably like 2001, 2, or like around then. And it was a film about a group of Latinos, like they, and it was the Disney Channel. So this was like something that I grew up watching, and like I was a fan of their films anyway. I guess as a young kid, I didn't really have a choice to be like, why aren't there more Latinos? Like, you know, it's
right.
just like I wasn't out here talking about like I am on this podcast right now. But it was really cool to see. That was actually where I don't know if that was America Ferrera's first role or just where I was introduced to her. I don't know if that was before Real Women Have Curves or not. Maybe I think it may have been before. But it was really cool to see Latino culture and Latinas just like being portrayed on the Disney Channel for me, like as a kid. It was, I don't know if they ever did it again. I didn't, as when I was watching, I didn't see it like that again, where it was like focused on them and they were like, it was about them like creating a dance team and then like competing and stuff like that.
That kind of fits with like what you do.
I mean, well, sort of kind of, but like it was just really cool to watch them be themselves and. Yeah. It was cool to experience that, and I think about like younger people now not seeing themselves on the big screen, because like it seems like, yeah, there was that golden era when there were all those films coming out, at least that we know of. Right. But that hasn't happened in so long that how are other young people gonna like identify with things? And I know we had an episode where we talked about shows, and we were like really happy about all these shows that were there was more representation, and that was awesome. But it'd be really cool if that carried over into the big screen.
No, I agree, and we got a long way to go still. It's crazy because like for a while it was the opposite. It was like, all right, we had the movie part downs, you know, or we had a nice era of movies, and then TV maybe not so much. And now it's kind of swung the whole other way. And now it's like, okay, how do we continue with that? How do we find that balance at some point? And there's some issues even in nuestra cultura that we need to kind of recognize and at least begin to try to point out. Like even the conversation of like, okay, Oscar Isaac changed his name from Oscar Isaac Hernandez to Oscar Isaac. Does that make him less Latino? Same thing with some of these other ones. And that's not necessarily... That's a nuestra cultura thing. That's not outside people necessarily doing it. That's us questioning, like, are they really, are they not, et cetera, things like that. And that's a taboo topic. I get it. Mm-hmm. But at some point we do have to, you know, I mean, Wilmer Valderrama was criticized before when he was younger because he wasn't showing a lot of his, like, he wasn't representing Latinos a lot, only just like the character of Fez, who was, a lot of people saw it as really just a stereotypical, mm-hmm. you know, Latino character mm-hmm. on an all-white show.
Yeah.
He was seen as the comic relief, whereas a lot of Latinos are seen as just the comic relief. I mean, even you could even make that argument about Derbez right now.
Yeah.
He's seen as just, but then again, he's a comedian. I mean, what is he supposed to do?
Well, and the thing is, and I don't know, but maybe for some people, for some actors, they're like, well, I have to get there somehow. I'm going to take this role, even though I hate it. I'm going to take it. I'm going to show these people what I can do. And then I'm going to move on to more serious stuff. And I don't know if that's what they're thinking, but I mean, I can't think of Wilmer in anything before That 70s Show.
Yeah, no, so, that was his first role.
And now, and then he's obviously he's taken on more stuff since then, but so he's not, I know a lot of people will think of him as Fez, but he's proven that, and he also became an activist. Like he's got, people think of him and I think certain people will think of him as more than Fez. But yeah, like maybe had it not been for that, maybe he wouldn't have gotten where he is. And it sucks that it has to be like that. And so maybe that's why some of these, you know, we talk about like, we want to see them take better roles. Maybe they're kind of just like, well, I got to take what I can get.
Right.
And that's just, I don't know.
I think I'll be happy one day when I see like a big franchise be taken over by like a Latino or Latina actor, actress. Like if one day there's a Latina, I know it's
like Marvel
English,
character.
Or like I was going to say more like a James Bond type.
Ooh.
Like I know they're English, I know, but maybe if there could be some storyline that they're actually like, you know, they were born in Spain or they were born in Mexico and then they went to England or something like that.
Yeah.
But. You know, that's what I want. Or even Marvel, like you said, even a Marvel character or DC or something like that. I think that would be nice to see. I'm not going to say it's going to be a game changer, but that would still be good to see. And that would be at least a step forward.
Yeah.
And being like, we're not just taking on these either smaller roles or playing the stereotypical roles here. Like we can carry a franchise, mm-hmm. you know, and that's big.
Yeah. And I think we also have to show up for each other sometimes. Like, have you heard before, we've mentioned this just like offhand, that there have been reports that released that Latinos make up a lot. Well, like they make up a good number of people, moviegoers, people who go and contribute and to the movie industry because they're going to the theater and paying for the movies. And still, I think it was like 25%. We make up about 25% of moviegoers. We love the movies, mm-hmm. but we're not on screen. And it's like, what is it going to take for... Like, do we have to stop going? Do we have to how do we change that? And I think that's something that obviously like people behind the camera, people in front of the camera, and people who are investing in this type of entertainment. And I just want to mention something that the Inclusion Initiative founder, director, Stacey Smith, which helped put together the report, something she said about Latinos in film. She says, at a time where Latinos in our country are facing intense concerns over their safety, we urgently need to see the Latino community authentically and accurately represented throughout entertainment. And I completely agree.
Well, thank you for listening to our episode today. Make sure to tell a friend to subscribe to our podcast. We are everywhere from Spotify to Apple to Google Music or Google Play, excuse me. And make sure to follow us on social media. We're at Queso Cafecito on Facebook. We're at Queso Cafecito on Twitter. For me, I'm at Joel Carenas.
And I'm at Evie Cruz.
And join us next time for another Hispanic Heritage Month episode where we'll continue talking nuestra cultura and celebrating nuestra cultura. Thanks for joining us.
Ciao. Thank you.